Blog Talk Radio.
January 16th, the Roman Show is back live at it again to talk mixed martial arts, and we have a stacked show for you tonight. Starting off with ISKA, kickboxing champion, Randy Boom Boom Blake will be on the program, followed by Marcelo Alfaya, who will fight at TFA 09 out of champions. He'll be fighting for the welterweight title against Valdir Araujo, followed by Shah Babanis, who will also be in action on that card, and Charles Rosa, a newcomer to the sport, already 1-0. He'll be in action that night. He'll be talking to us as well, followed by none other than the UFC's Hector Lombard, who will be joining us. And to top it off, Gleason De Jesus, another newcomer who will be fighting at TFA 09. And Jonathan King of the Clinch Report will be reporting from California in the Bellator weigh-ins. Stay tuned, guys, because the Roman Show is about to begin.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of the Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up the Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Heck no.
Why not?
Because I'm listening to the Roman Show.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Thanks, girl. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on the Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. RomanDH.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com.
George St. Pierre is the champion. Champ wants to fight Diaz. He can be as frustrated as he wants to be.
Check it out. Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching the Roman Show.
All right, and we are back on the Roman Show. Follow us on Twitter at RomanDH. Use hashtag RomanShow as we have a stacked show for you tonight. And, guys, we're going to give away free tickets to CFA 09 here in South Florida, Night of Champions, four titles on the line, one night in South Florida, in Coral Gables, Florida. So make sure that you tune in. In fact, you can go ahead and tweet us right now at RomanDH and just simply write, "I'm listening to the Roman Show," and we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to Saturday night's card. Well, on the line, ladies and gentlemen, we have the ISKA kickboxing champion, Randy Boom Boom Blake. Randy, how are you, my man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, great. Thanks so very much for calling in, Randy. It's a great pleasure to speak to us here on the show. Really appreciate it. We usually tend to talk a little bit about MMA, but, you know, recently kickboxing has been making a name for itself with Glory USA coming to the United States. And Randy, it seems that you are pretty much leading the path here and letting us know about this sport of kickboxing. You know, kickboxing, it's been around for a long time. And K-1, as we know in Asia, is extremely exciting and entertaining. But tell us about Glory USA. I understand they're going to have a tournament starting in Oklahoma February 1st, and you will be a part of it.
Yeah. It's Road to Glory USA. And basically, it's an eight-man tournament. So you've got the best, you know, eight light heavyweights in the U.S. We're just going to duke it out until there's one winner. So.
And Glory USA will be, I think they're still working on the TV. I know last time with the Glory show they had on New Year's Eve, well, there on CBS Sports, I'm not quite sure, again, I would like to double check on that, that it's going to be aired at the same program, the same TV channel. But nonetheless, the point is kickboxing. It's very exciting. You know, for the folks here that follow mixed martial arts, that are zealots of the sport, tell us about kickboxing. You know, the striking, the kicking, it's very exciting. There is no ground game. It's just nonstop action. And I was just checking a clip from you on one of the reports that you did on Spike. Did they even coined you perhaps the Michael Jordan of kickboxing?
Right. Yeah, that's that's kind of a big name to swallow. But, you know, I've been doing this for quite some time, and, you know, I've racked up a bunch of victories, and was suffering my first loss, you know, a couple months ago to Pro Top, and yeah, so, you know, people are comparing me to Michael Jordan, but, you know, he's won a whole lot, and he's lost a whole lot. He's paid his dues, he's got titles, and, you know, it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of a big title to swallow now, so it's just kind of something that's in the making, and I'm just here to, you know, compete with the best, and at the end of the day, you know, I just want people to look at me as a great fighter, a great martial artist, and a great kickboxer, not just the average Joe.
When it comes to combat sports, recently right now, boxing has been put aside, and MMA has made a name for itself, and it's kind of, we would say that it's gone mainstream. Do you think there's a room for kickboxing in the United States?
I do. You know, and the beauty of it, even in MMA, you know, a lot of people don't really understand the ground game. I mean, I understand it because I do it, but, you know, 80% of Americans and people out there, they don't understand that what those guys are doing on the ground. But when you have two guys in a good stand-up war and you get that awesome knockout, I mean, people go bananas, they go crazy. So, I mean, there's plenty of room for kickboxing because you don't have time to lay and pray. You don't have time for submissions. You don't have time to hold. I mean, somebody's going down and a good fight, two guys swinging at each other. So, you know, I think definitely kickboxing is on its way back up to the top. We're not quite there, but we're headed in the right direction.
And do you think, like yourself, can we see a two-sport athlete? You know, Alistair Overeem did that when he was in champion K-1, and then he competed in mixed martial arts. He was a Strikeforce champion, the only combat sport athlete to hold two titles in two separate sports. But do you think, like, someone like yourself will give it a shot in MMA?
You know, that's definitely been something I've always had in the back of my mind. But, you know, just as well as I know and just as any other athlete, you can, definitely can't focus on one. You know, kickboxing is something I want to definitely focus on right now, and I want to take this as far as I can take it. But, you know, there will come a point in time where I would definitely jump into the MMA world. I mean, it's something that I've been practicing. I practice every day on it. So it's not something that's new to me, but to actually compete and actually train for, that's going to take a different focus. That's going to be a different path. But for now, you know, it's all about the stand up, and you know, this is just my journey. This is my calling. So at the end of that road, then yes, I definitely want to jump over and see how well I do in the MMA world.
Absolutely. And do you think there's a benefit for an athlete, say, like an Alistair, to jump ship on both sports and MMA and kickboxing? I mean, because if you really look at it, let's say if I can't get a fight in MMA for about a couple of months, I can go to kickboxing and I can get a fight there. Do you think there's a benefit or there's a downfall because you could always get hurt?
It's definitely a benefit. But, you know, if you're going to do both, then you need to, like you said, if you can't get an MMA fight, then you're going to do a kickboxing fight. Only way you're going to really see benefit in that is if you do a couple of kickboxing fights, you know, because then you have time to kind of brushing up, season up when you stand up, and then you jump back into MMA, you know, you should see a big difference or vice versa. But I think it's only a downfall if you just do a kickboxing fight, then you do a MMA fight, and you come over here, you do a kickboxing fight. You don't really, you know, better yourself. So, I mean, it would be kind of like if I was to do an MMA fight, and I'm a collegiate wrestler, well, I don't need to ever wrestle for a while. I need to go and focus on my stand-up. So then that way when I do that MMA fight, you know, I have a better understanding of how to punch somebody in the face because I know I can do the takedowns all day long. So, yeah, it has the pros and cons.
Now, Randy, tell me about fighting Mikko Kolkop, a legend in the sport of MMA, a legend in combat sports to actually to mention here. But tell me, of course, it didn't go your way, but what did you learn fighting this legend?
You know, I learned a lot from this fight. And, you know, you obviously learn a lot from wins, but you learn just as much from a loss. Definitely learned a lot from the Kolkop fight. Just not only from the physical side of it, but for the mental side of it. You know, you just can't, obviously, you know, rely on things to go your way, and it's just something that you have to learn to definitely when you're bashed up against the wall, you just have to learn to push off and, you know, go forward and, you know, create your own path, create your own victory, and not wait on something that's never going to happen. And I think that's the one thing that I did make a mistake of in that fight. I was waiting on something to happen, and then next thing I know, the 9 minutes was up. But, you know, it was a great experience, and, you know, I enjoyed being in there with him, and hopefully we can definitely do it again. But Tokyo was a great experience, and, you know, it was an honor to fight a guy like him.
Did you manage to speak to him afterwards and perhaps get, like, some tips or whatnot? I mean, this is probably a guy that you know, growing up, you probably saw clips of him or video of him, but to actually not only meet the guy, but fight the guy, have the honor of fighting the guy. Would you manage to get a couple of words with him?
Yeah, we did. I got a chance to talk to his whole corner guys. I talked to his manager, and I got a chance to talk to him. You know, just had a few words, you know, just say, hey, just, you know, keep your head up, keep going, and, you know, it's not the end of the world. So, you know, that was definitely motivation for me, and it was actually pretty awesome to hear that. So, I mean,
now tell me about this tournament. Tell me about this tournament, Randy. I know over in Japan they were having an elimination tournament, and for a big check. and obviously an opportunity to come to the States and participate in this Glory USA tournament. For the folks that don't know about it, explain to us a little bit about this tournament and who chooses or how do you earn a spot in this tournament? And aside from the belt, I'm sure there's money involved for the winner. So can you explain to us a little bit, give us the 411?
Are we talking about the Glory or are we talking about K1?
Yeah, the Glory USA.
Basically, I know I have one of the guys that they're up in the office of Glory. They've been keeping up with me, and they came here, and they saw me fight a few times here in Oklahoma. And there's been talks about the whole Glory 2, or Road to Glory USA type deal that they were wanting to do. They wanted to bring this into the States and, you know, branch it out so it's not just over in on the other side of the globe. But I don't really know how they picked the other guys. I just know, you know, those guys have seen me fight and they have kept up with me, and I was given the opportunity to, you know, join this tournament, the St. Man tournament, to potentially earn a contract onto Glory. And it was just kind of one of those deals to where I can't turn it down because, I mean, it's Jesus in my weight class. I mean, I've spent my past 8 fights, you know, fighting guys that are 240, 250, and they're huge, and it's not anything against that. But, you know, now I have a chance to really see what I am made of. But obviously, to try to win 3 fights in 1 night, I'm going to also do that with guys that are competing at my weight class.
Nice. Awesome. Very interesting. Looking forward to you in action. Now, Randy, lastly, by yourself, when you're upcoming, I was reading some notes here. You got inspired, first you started off with karate, and then you got inspired with the whole kickboxing thing because of Bloodsport. Now, I'm a big fan of Bloodsport. I love that movie. I think I could, like, read, you know, state all the lines from it. Love Jean-Claude Van Damme. You know, especially when that one time when they throw the sand, and he tries to rub the sand off his eyes, he looks, and then he does that grunt. That's just monumental, so... Tell me about that inspiration, man. And how many times have you seen Bloodsport? Like, honestly.
Oh, dude. I honestly, to be honest with you, man, I can't even count. Like, it's been so many times. I've watched that movie so many times. I mean, just from a kid, that's how I got started. But honestly, that was one of those deals to where you seen it and you go, man, you know what? That would be cool to do one day. Just to be in there and just kind of act those scenes out just like that. Well, now I get a chance to actually live it out. And in a sensible manner, not quite with the whole sand being thrown in the eye. But I've seen that movie a bunch of times, and it's just one of those movies that will never get old. And like you said, I can quote every single part of the movie. I know what's going to happen next, and it's like I've seen it just that first time, and it never gets old.
It does, man. No matter how old it is, I think it's going to be almost 80, you want it to come 80, 83, 84 or something like that. So I guess it's about 30 years now, close to.
I want to be more than that.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, the thing is just going to be live on generation to generation. I'm sure you'll probably show it to your children as well, because I sure as hell, I mean, it's just a movie that when you're down, and you need some inspiration, that is the movie you need to see. And I just, my opinion.
Most definitely, you know, hard work and training pays off. You know, just keep doing what your master, your sensei, your instructor tells you to do. And, you know, at some point in time in that fight, you know, it kind of pops out.
That's right.
But the whole family.
Well, Randy. Guys, check out Randy Boom Boom Blake. He'll be fighting February 1st in the tournament in Oklahoma, part of Glory USA. Now, Randy, anything you'd like to add, and where can folks keep up with you, whether on Twitter or Facebook or social media in general?
Facebook, this Randy Blake. I guess my profile picture, you'd see me on there. But Twitter, I just got a Twitter account, so I'm brand new to it. I'm still learning it. But it's RB3 Boom Boom. That's my Twitter account, so you keep up with me on that.
RB3 Boom Boom. There you go. Check him out on Twitter, guys. Randy, thanks so very much for taking some time and speaking to us. And as we get closer to that tournament, hopefully we'll have you here with a W, man, and a new belt around your waist.
Yes, sir. I would like that. Appreciate you guys for having me on.
Thank you, my man. Thank you so very much, and have a great night.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Good night. There you go. You heard it from the ISKA kickboxing champion, Randy Boom Boom Blake. He'll be participating in the USA tournament in Oklahoma on February 1st, part of the Glory USA tournament. It's going to be exciting, guys. If there isn't any MMA, then this is the thing you need to see. In fact, February 1st, which is a Friday, happens to be my birthday.
I just realized that.
That is my birthday. So the following night is February 2nd, which will feature the UFC pay-per-view, where Benson Henderson and Frankie Edgar will go at it one-on-one. So you can check out Glory on Friday, and then watch the pay-per-view, the UFC pay-per-view on the 2nd. And on Thursday, they should have a Bellator. So there you go, guys. You can't go wrong. That's going to be a weekend that everyone is going to look forward to, because you have back-to-back-to-back combat sports action. And that I'm looking forward to it. Well, guys, we have lots of guests to come up here in the program. Coming up next, Marcelo Afaya. He'll be fighting Valdir Araujo, CFA 09, out of Champions for the welterweight title. And followed by Shaw Babanis, Charles Rosa, Hector Lombard, Gleison De Jesus, and hopefully we'll get in contact with Jonathan King of the Clinch Report. He'll be giving us the 411 of what is happening in Bellator right now as we speak, as tomorrow they debut on Spike TV. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with more action here on The Roman Show, and plus, we have lots to talk about in the mixed martial arts world. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Hey, this is Jacob's sister, Ann, here. And if you guys really want to listen to the good talk, listen to The Roman Show.
For Florida MMA news and events, there's only one place to get your info from, MMAtothemax.net. From where to see the big fight to where is the next major event can all be found on the Sunshine State's number one source for MMA and grappling events, MMAtothemax.net. Don't click anywhere else and pump up the volume. You are listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, what's up? This is Brett the Grim Rogers listening to The Roman Show.
And we're back here riding solo on the program, The Roman Show, back at it again. We just heard from the ISKA kickboxing champion, Randy Boom Boom Blake. He'll be participating in the Glory USA tournament in Oklahoma on February 1st. So kickboxing, folks, great stuff coming out of that. You can follow him on Twitter at RB3BoomBoom. Coming up next, Marcelo Afaya, who fights the CFA 09 for the welterweight title, as I had mentioned. I want to mention to you guys that countermove.com, our good friends of countermove.com. If you go on the website right now, that's countermove.com, counter with a K. If you go on their website, and in fact, I'm going to be going at it right now to speak. Go on the website, and you can win some cash. All you have to do is play the game, guess the correct winners, and you will take home some money there. There's a pool, and whatever the money is, or the pot, then that's what you take home if you happen to be accurate. Now, countermove.com, which is actually one of Randy Couture's favorite websites, they are hooking us up with a Roman show tourney, and there's $200 on the line. $200 on the line. The Roman Show tourney. You can go on there right now, countermove.com. So far, 24 people have participated or are participating, and there's only 44 slots open in total. So halfway there, guys. 24 more people, and the winner gets $200. All you need to do is put $5 down, and you will win, and you will participate in this great event. This is for the UFC event coming up this Saturday, the 19th, which starts on 5 p.m. So all you got to do is click on countermove.com, go to countermove.com, which is Fantasy MMA, you click on the Roman Show tourney, and you start betting. You know, just pick your guys, you know, whether it's Vitor Belfort, Michael Bisping, or Thiago Tavares, whoever you want, Diego Nunes, choose them. The Roman Show tourney on countermove.com. Guys, if you want to join in the fun, 714-868-0222 is the number. 714-868-0222. Want to give thanks to all you guys listening to the show that have been committed since the beginning. Just found out that blogtalkradio.com will be, well, they'll have the program as a featured host. So from now on, when you visit blogtalkradio.com for quite some time, the program will be one of the top listen to shows. We want to thank all of you guys. Guys, follow us on Twitter at RomanDH. Use hashtag RomanShow every time you're listening to the program and give us a shout out. Love to hear from you. Again, we're going to give some free tickets for this Saturday's event, CFA 09 Night of Champions. And we will do so if you go ahead on Twitter right now and type, I want to go to CFA. You do that, we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets for this Saturday's card. We got some news coming into the newsroom right now, guys. Josh Barnett, as we all know, Strikeforce, it was the last show ever for the company, as Zuffa purchased it. And it was the last one on Saturday. Main event was good. Shout out and congratulations to Tariq Safadine, who joined us here last week. He won the last belt there of Strikeforce, so shout out to him. But Josh Barnett, who was in the UFC, then let go, then went to Affliction, and then went to Strikeforce. Well, Josh Barnett, everyone wants to see him in the UFC. He could definitely be a pretty big name in the heavyweight pool in the UFC. However, it doesn't seem like he is going to be picked up by the UFC. As we know, he's had some issues with the company, Dana White. Will we see him? Only time will tell, but a lot of people would like to see him. I personally would love to see him. This guy is awesome in his wrestling and his on jiu-jitsu. So hopefully they come up with some deal, but as of right now, it doesn't seem like he is not going to be part of it, unfortunately. Also, reports are coming in right now. Dana White, you know, Dana White has been suffering from this disease, Meniere's disease, which causes a lot of vertigo, ringing, tinnitus, and pressure in the ear and fluctuating hearing loss. And there is no cure for this thing, but it could be cured, but it could be treated. Now, some of this is linked because of stress. And I remember when he came to South Florida last year, he stated that he was fine, that he was okay. However, he chose to take the route of the surgery. And we just saw a picture here. Dana White is doing okay. He's doing all right. But don't expect him to be on the UFC show this weekend as well, there's going to be some time maybe until we see Dana White on TV. He's definitely going to take a little time to heal that ear, and he'll be back on TV. Also, want to mention, guys, that the card for the next UFC on Fox is definitely looking awesome. It really truly is, with reports coming in that none other than Henderson versus Melendez will be going at it. And by the way, I said Frankie Edgar and Benson Henderson. I meant to say Jose Aldo versus Frankie Edgar in the February 2nd pay-per-view. I apologize. Henderson and Melendez for the lightweight title, and Cormier versus Frank Mir on UFC on Fox 7. These are just some of the few fights that have been mentioned. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for that, especially that Melendez and Henderson. You know, I think Henderson is going to be tested. Melendez's wrestling is just phenomenal. His cardio is great. Of course, you know, Frankie Edgar, when he fought him twice, Edgar's wrestling came into play. But I think that Gilbert Melendez is a different fighter. He'll use more of his stand-up. It's going to be an interesting fight to see between those two, Melendez and Henderson. Melendez being a former champion in Strikeforce. So you're going to see a Strikeforce champ versus UFC champ to see who is the best. Guys, if you want to call in, 714-868-0222. You could speak anything in regards to what's happening in the world of mixed martial arts. UFC on Fox 7 will take place at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. Tickets also have been announced, or they will be on sale next week, for the UFC 159 Jones versus Sonnen. Jones and Sonnen obviously will be part of the Ultimate Fighter show coming up this month. They'll be coaching the two teams, and then they're going to be going at it in April 27th at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. Tickets for the pay-per-view range from $60 to $550. That's what they got. And both these guys will be going at it for the light heavyweight title. Many people are upset, of course, because some feel that Teo Sonnen didn't deserve a title shot. But nonetheless, the guy is entertaining. That is why he is getting a title shot. And our good friend Hector Lombard recently has been making a lot of commotion in the media world. And when we have him here on the program, we'll ask him what's going on. In fact, he even called Michael Bisping saying that he has a grip of a girl. So we'll ask him what was that all about. Apparently they shook hands in an elevator and stated that. Said that he shook Wester like a girl. Mike Goldberg will be back in commentary booth at the UFC on Fox 6 next weekend. Mike Goldberg going through his personal issues, but he'll be back on the commentating booth. Many people already saying, oh, he's gone, he's horrible, he's this, he's that. The bottom line is, him and Joe Rogan, they're an awesome team. And when you think of commentating of UFC, you think of those two guys. So give the man some credit. Many people don't like him, but the guy does his job. And he will be back on the UFC on Fox show next Saturday. And you can't miss that because that's on free TV. In fact, we interviewed Ricardo Lamas, who will be on that card, and we'll have him on the show next week. So make sure you tune in. I want to jump now to Strikeforce. I had mentioned earlier, you know, many of these guys, unfortunately, they won't get a contract with the UFC. But, well, there were a couple who did receive a contract. And starting off with the heavyweights, Daniel Cormier, he got a contract. In the light heavyweight, Gegard Mousasi, Gian Villante, they both got contracts. In the middleweight, Roger Gracie, Tim Kennedy, Lawrence Larkin, Luke Rockhold, and Ronaldo Sosa, they all got contracts. In the welterweight, Roger Bowling, Jason High, Nate Marquardt, Tariq Seferdin, Bobby Volker, they all got contracts. In the lightweight, Ryan Couture, Adriano Martins, Gilbert Melendez, you know, all these guys are signed now to the UFC. In the featherweight, Kurt Hollenbaugh, he also signed. So it's going to be great stuff for these guys. Unfortunately, like I had mentioned, Josh Barnett, well, he is not part of that group. We would have loved for him to be there. The guy is exciting. But regardless, good names signed to the UFC, and they'll be in action soon. So So stay tuned for that. Guys, let's go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more on The Roman Show. And Ronda Rousey getting in some trouble on Twitter. We got the details coming up after the break.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks, girl.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join The Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Nellie from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
All right, and we are back here on The Roman Show waiting for Marcelo Alfaya, who is scheduled to call at 9 p.m. He's a little late. Maybe he's getting ready for his training camp right now. He'll be fighting Valdir Araújo for the welterweight title. Shaba Bonis should be calling in afterwards, and Charles Rosa, Hector Lombard, and Gleison De Jesus will also be joining us here on the program as we get to speak a little bit about what's going to go down next week, or this Saturday, at the Bank United Center in Coral Gables, Florida, which is building up to be an exciting fight card, guys. Just looking at that fight, I don't really think there's going to be a lackluster fight. You know, all of them are definitely on paper. It looks awesome. All of them should be exciting from top to bottom. Even the preliminary card. You got Gleison De Jesus versus Luis Hernandez. You know, Gleason's a young guy coming up, but the guy is exciting. I've actually seen him in the amateur leagues, and the guy is phenomenal. He should deliver quite a fight. Gene Bellaflor versus Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos Rodriguez and Bellaflor, both champions, ISKA champions in the amateur league. These guys are surely going to deliver. Expect these guys to stand up more from the get-go. And who doesn't love to stand up for? Jose Caceres, brother of Alex Caceres of the UFC, he'll be in action against Sean Dillon. Jose Caceres trying to get back in the win column. Trent McCowan versus Michael Trujillo. Trujillo, stand-up type of guy. He was also on the he lost his last fight. In fact, got knocked out. So he'll be coming back to bounce back and get on that win column. But Trent McCowan, a tough opponent for him. Jason Jones versus Charles Rosa. Jones coming off a win against Verona. Jones tested his opponent using his stand-up game. And Rosa, he also is very good in the stand-up. So expect both of these guys to deliver a great fight, because it's going to be a war between these two. Michael Lilly and Socrates Pierre. Lilly, obviously, 1-0 already. He won his last fight, his pro debut, in phenomenal fashion in the first round. Very quick for him, ground and pound action. So expect this guy to do the same. His wrestling is amazing. It's sick. So watch him to use that towards his advantage. Michael King versus Billy Garris. Ryan DeRocher versus Yosdeni Sedanova. Both these guys were supposed to fight in the past twice, but for some reason it never happened. Yosdeni's ended up having some personal issues at once, and then something happened the other time around, but now they're actually meeting. Same scenario with Shaba Bonis and Pablo Alfonso. Both these guys, and it's a very cool story between these two. Shaba Bonis, he called out Pablo Alfonso on social media. He said that he wanted to fight him and a long list of other fighters because he considered them the top fighters in Florida at the time. So when that happens, Babonis ends up fighting someone else overseas and locally here as well too. And then CFA, they go to CFA, Pablo Alfonso asking for this fight, but then Bonis ended up shutting down that idea, so that didn't happen. But finally, we're going to get that match happening, or that fight happening, this Saturday. So expect a really good fight. Sorry, Alfonso coming up a knockout in CFA 08 against a very tough opponent in Patrick Williams. Tough guy, very tough guy. And he knocked him out. In fact, I was right in front of the cage side. I must say, it was a very, very, very scary situation. I saw Patrick Williams' eyes just roll backwards, and I don't know what to expect of that guy. But thankfully, he came out okay. So Pablo Alfonso definitely looking to set a statement against Shaba Bonis. And perhaps even, call, you know, Shaba Bonis is a very entertaining gentleman. He likes to entertain and he likes to hype his fights, so expect this guy shortly to call here on the show and tell us a little bit about that, as he will be calling in shortly to speak about that. All right, Alvin Brito undefeated against Patrick Sonobo. Sonobo knocked out his past opponent too. And Brito, he is from Puerto Rico, and Brito, let me tell you, is amazing on his stand-up game. So both these guys are also going to swing for the fences. Expect someone there to get knocked out. That's all I'm saying. If you don't bring a tough chin, someone is going down. So make sure that you see that fight. That's going to be cool. As of right now, we have not heard any word on whether the fights will be aired on Facebook or anywhere on the internet. We're still waiting for that. I understand CFA was working on some TV deal. But if we do get word prior to the ending of the show, we will inform you of that. Sean Soriano versus Victor Delgado for the interim featherweight title. The current featherweight champion is actually Lazar Sayadinovich. However, Sayadinovich got hurt He won a fight. So Soriano Delgado will be fighting for the interim belt. Delgado, obviously, he is undefeated. And most of his fights have, all of his fights actually have come via decision. Soriano, submission artist, knockout artist. It's going to be a tough fight here for Delgado. But if Delgado sticks to his plan, he can definitely win this one. And Soriano, well, if he comes to swing, if he comes to entertain, he could take this one as well. So expect a good fight between these two young studs. For the CFA welterweight title, as we had stated, we had scheduled Marcelo Alfaya. Unfortunately, he has not called yet. Put it in the comments later. Versus Valdir Araujo. We interviewed him on our YouTube channel, which I'd like for you guys to subscribe. R-Roman-0201, Alfaya versus Araujo. Both these guys, amazing ground guys. They love Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. They have black belts in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Expect these guys, though, to stand up, especially Araujo. He just fought Paul Bradley in a very close fight. He took that fight, although Bradley didn't like the results. He said that the referee wasn't looking. But nonetheless, both of these twos will be going at it. Alfaya was scheduled to fight Bradley, but Araujo stepped up. Alfaya coming off an injury, and he seems to be all right. He seems to be 100% now. So expect both of these Brazilian warriors to step inside the CFA cage and deliver an awesome show. Josh Sampo versus Alexis Villa for the CFA flyweight title. Listen, Alexis Villa is going through some family issues. I take out my hat to this guy because his father passed away last week, and he is fighting on this card. You know, Jake Shields lost his dad. He later fought. And you can just imagine the emotions that are going to run through this guy when he steps inside the cage against Josh Sample. You got a lot on the line. You get the flyweight title. And possibly, whoever wins out of this could possibly go into the UFC. Sample is hungry. He is young. The Villa, 41 years old. Guy doesn't fight like a 41-year-old, but he is definitely in great shape. But let me tell you, when such a sad news like that hits you, Matt, kudos to you, Alexis. I don't know how you're doing this, but God bless you and your family, and we all pray for you. And on the main event, the CFA lightweight title, Luis Baboon Palomino versus Luis Buscape Firmino. Buscape defeated Toby Omada at the last show, CFA 09. Palomino has been on just an amazing run. The guy has a 4-fight win streak. He's defeated all of his fighters, great fighters. These are top names. These are not bums. These are high-quality fighters, including Jay-Z, Calvacante. Jay-Z is Calvacante. He knocked him out. Palomino is the only man to have knocked out this guy. And he will be facing Reese Buscapé, who is also on a winning streak and is a great grounds fighter. The guy is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Is sick. Whoever steps down with this guy is definitely a big problem, because Toby Amada is also a submission artist, but let me tell you, Luis Buscape Firmino was having a field day in that fight, and that's when he defeated Toby Amada. Now, one thing that Palomino does have towards him is that capoeira flashy kicks, and again, he's been knocking out his opponents like there is no tomorrow. Expect this guy to look good. He left MMA Masters. He is now training at different camps, including American Top Team Coconut Creek, meaning that he has sparred with different talent, getting a whole different type of feel. So we're going to see a new, different type of Luis Baboon Palomino. Luis Buscape Firmino trains with the Brazilians, with the Rashad Evans and Alistair Overeem. I'm really curious to see what Palomino is going to come out this Saturday. It's going to be a nice fight, guys. You make sure not to miss this one. If you don't have your tickets, you can hit us up in the chat room there. We'll hook you up with a free pair of tickets. Just, here, I'll answer you. Here's a tricky little question. Where was the first CFA event held? If you tell me where it was held, the venue it was held, I'll hook you up with a pair of tickets. Now, you can write in the chat room, or you can tweet it to @RomanDH. It will hook you up with a pair of tickets to CFA 09 this Saturday Night of Champions. 4 titles, 1 night in Coral Gables. Listen, guys, we'll be right back after this short commercial break here on the Roman Show.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday.
Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks, girl.
Come on, that's out.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
calling you.
Yep. I guess we'll start at 9:30.
All right, sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties there. Marcelo, are you on the line, Marcelo?
No, this is Charles Rosa.
Oh, Charles. What's up, Charles? Thanks for joining
us.
What's up,
man? What's going on?
She's here. Pretty good. Charles Rosa will be fighting at CFA right now. We had CEO of CFA, George Anoval, card dropped, unfortunately. We apologize for that. We'll try to get him back here on the program. But, Charles, you'll be fighting at the CFA 09 card this Saturday. You'll be in action against Jason Jones. He's coming off a victory. Charles, you know, I've seen your game, and it's just phenomenal, man. Your stand-up war. Jason also likes to throw down as well. What can we expect this Saturday, man?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm going to go in there, you know, like I do every fight. I'm going to go out there, feel it out, you know, see what I get into. I'm going to, you know, start off technical, use all the stuff I got to do. But, you know, I mean, he starts throwing his hands, you know, he'll probably get caught. Like, I've been doing a lot of boxing, and I've been training that. And, you know, I mean, I train everything. I'm a real complete fighter. So whatever happens, happens. You know, every time I go in with the game plan, usually once I get started, you know, it always changes up. So I'm just, you know, I'm just going to go in there and just feel it out and, you know, just go in there like I always do, really.
Now, in the amateur leagues, Charles, you were definitely a big name. People were talking about you. When you made your debut, did you feel any pressure at all, knowing that all these folks are talking about this guy's the next big thing here in South Florida?
When I made my pro debut?
Yeah, when you made your pro debut, did you feel any pressure?
Yeah, when I made, I mean, that was a big one for me, is to get that first one out of the way, because, you know, they had me coming into, you know, coming into the pros, the number one ranked amateur fighter in the country. So there was a lot of pressure on me, you know, to go in there because, like, you know, if you go in there with all that hype, it kind of just feels like, you know, it was just hype and it wasn't for real. But, you know, I think I proved myself to show that it was real. I finished the guy in less than a minute and a half. I pretty much propped both of his arms and, you know, I mean, it ended pretty bad for the kid. But, you know, I feel like I proved myself. And even if that fight didn't go my way, I mean, I still know I had 18 wins as an amateur. I still think that, you know, through all those fights, I still you know, feel confident in my skills no matter what happens.
That's great. Now, the amateur league here in Florida, what would you say is your opinion on it since you had your run in there? Does it really prepare you to the pro levels?
Pretty much all the amateur fighters I fought throughout my entire career were tougher than my first pro fight. So, I mean, I fought some real high-level amateur fighters. I fought Chad Livingston on Rise of the Warrior, Fernando Tovar. They both have undefeated professional records right now. A lot of the guys I fought are really, you know, high-ranked guys. They were just the same as me. They fought a lot of amateur fights. You get a lot of experience. Personally, I mean, like I said, I only have one pro fight. But what I see watching, I don't think there's that much of a difference between the amateurs and the pros. It's still you going in there against a trained guy, and, I mean, you got to be ready. And, I mean, any person willing to step in the cage is going to be a tough opponent, and that's the thing that people have to understand. They're like, oh, he's just an amateur. Well, you don't know if this amateur kid is going to be the next world champion of the UFC, so you can't go in there just thinking you're fighting an amateur. You got to go in there thinking you could be fighting, you know, the next world champion. So that's how I look at every fight. And then when it's pro, it's just the same. It's the same routine as the amateurs. I go in there, you know, put a full camp in. I never trained different from my amateur fights than my first pro fight. I always trained the same. So just, you know, obviously going there prepared.
Now you built a following coming from the amateurs and to the pro level. What would you suggest to these newcomers that are right now in the amateur league? And from what I understand, they're going to be changing the rules around, because when you were around in the amateur league, they didn't have any ground and pound, but now they're kind of fluctuating the rules. And I think is what they're working on is if you have three amateur league fights, you're going to be allowed to use a ground and pound. But what tips, what would you give these kids coming up now that are in the amateur leagues?
If I was to give the kids advice, and just to be clear, like on some, probably about 10 of my amateur fights, I fought without ground and pound, and the rest of them I fought with ground and pound because I fought out of the states. You know, I fought in like Tennessee, fought in, Alabama, fought in South Carolina, North Carolina, where they allow ground and pound and stuff like that. But as far as me telling the kids, like the up and coming kids, I would say for the amateurs is to get like as much experience as you can, because you don't want to go into the pros without experience in every possible thing that can happen. I went through every possible thing that can happen. I went through, having to go to split decision. I've had to go through, three round wars. I even went five round wars before in the amateurs. Like, I know what it's like to put on a championship belt. Like, I know what it's like to defend a title. There's also been contracts. I got into a $25,000 contract as an amateur that if I won the tournament, I would have got $25,000. So I ran into contract disputes as well, because I entered a tournament at $25,000. I was going to do it, and I had management look over it, and we didn't sign it, And it comes to find out the kid who won that tournament was, someone I ended up sparring with, and I got the better of him. So I knew that tournament was mine to win. But luckily that I had the right management. I'm managed by Alchemist and Charles McCarthy and Lex McMahon. Even as an amateur, I had management, and they were able to look things over and realize there's certain deals that don't work. So basically my point is it's very important for all fighters to experience all these things, so it's not new to them when they become professional. There's some pro fighters out there that only have like one or two fights, and sometimes the UFC comes up quick, like a guy gets to 6 or 7-0 and then he's going into the cage and he only has six fights. I mean, 6 or 7 fights, like, that's not a lot of fights. I mean, every fight I've noticed, the biggest thing for me, I think what makes a real good fighter is experience. And like every fight I think I get a lot better. So I mean, I think it's real important to get a lot of fights under your belt before you rush and go pro. And I feel like if you set it up the right way in amateur, you can make more money as a professional if you set it up that way, rather than just rushing to pro and getting paid less. But if you take a lot of amateur fights and you build a big following and the promoters know that you have a good following, I think they're willing to pay a little bit more, and it pays off in the end. You might not see it in the beginning, get the instant gratification, but in the end it usually works out. You get more fans, get more experience, and it all works out in your favor. And at least it did for me, So, I mean, that's just my take on it.
There's a lot of fighters. I used to host a lot of amateur fights. And I would see some of the stuff that you're mentioning. Some of these kids, they don't have any management. They don't even have any parental guidance sometimes. They just show up and want to fight. And they make them sign these contracts that have these ridiculous things like you had mentioned. $25,000, beat 50 people, you get $25,000. And then at the end of the day when they win the tournament, when they think they've won it, the tears are coming out. You got the family, the brothers, and by the way, you're going to have to do this in order for you to get the $25,000. We just didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's exactly what it is. And, that's what I think the new wave of things coming on is. It used to just be like guys show up for fights, and the game's changing a lot right now. Like, I feel like from what I've seen, I mean, I know I haven't been around it like really long. I just started training like 4 years ago and have built up, but I've seen through like experience and learning from people talking about it, is just, things are changing now. Fighters are going to need managers, and I feel like this entire sport is developing. It's the fastest growing sport in the world right now. Is MMA. It's the fastest growing sport in the world right now, and I feel like everything's getting more professional. So in order for it to get more professional, more people are going to be managed the right way. There's going to be more companies doing that, and, the fighters are also going to be more professional than they used to be. Rather than just showing up, unprepared and everything, they're going to have management, and I think it's going to help the sport grow a lot. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Charles, Jason Jones will be going at it. What can people expect this Saturday night, man? I'm hyped for this because I'm telling you, I know both of you guys are going to bang. Jones had a pretty good fight against Gabriel Verona, and it really came down to conditioning at the end of the day. But this guy could throw some pretty nasty punches, and I know you two you yourself can. What of course, you're going to let us know the strategy, but what can we expect from you, Charles, this time around
Yeah, I mean, one thing you can expect is an exciting fight. I don't think I've ever had a fight that wasn't exciting, that someone said was boring. I've never heard someone tell me I had a boring fight. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to throw as hard as I can. The one thing I can guarantee you is that I'll be more conditioned than him. So if you do see it get into a war and you think, like, you know, someone's going to start slowing down, it's going to be him before it's me. I mean, I'm not going to stop. That's really what I pride myself on is my cardio, because that's the one thing I can control. You know, all the other stuff like the technique and stuff is stuff that takes time and experience to learn. But the one thing that I can control and that I started from day one is my cardio. You know, all my fights, I go 100% and don't stop. So that's what you can expect from me. What he's bringing to the table, you know, they say he has good hands, he's powerful, and stuff like that. I mean, I'm completely prepared for that. I train with professional boxers 3 times a week with John David Jackson, two-time world champion boxer, and he puts me in with, you know, a huge list of different professional boxers. You know, train with Randall Bailey, train with the Russian Olympic team. I spar those kids daily. So, you know, I get sparring in with some of the best, you know, the best fighters in the world. And, I mean, if these guys don't drop me in training, because, you know, that's never happened, then I don't see how he will. So, and also, you know, when I trained American Top Team Coconut Creek, and I go in with some of the best strikers in the world. I go in with Yves Edwards, you know, Cole Miller, Gleison Tibau. I mean, the list goes on. But, I mean, if I can hold my own with these guys, I don't think Jason Jones is going to give me as much of a problem. You know, I'm not too worried about it.
I saw a picture of you and Kimbo Slice. Were you sparring?
Kimbo Slice is one of my main sponsors. He's a really good friend. He's actually helped me out since day one. When I first started training at Charles McCarthy's gym, American Top Team in Boca, he was there with his manager, Icy Mike. He's the owner of Reality Kings, and he's a really good guy. And it's funny because when I first met them, you know, I first met Icy Mike, who's his manager, and he was just a guy in the gym training, and I was real nice to him. He's a good dude, and, you know, he actually gave me my first pair of boxing gloves because I was using somebody else's at the time. He said, one of my fighters gets sponsored, would you like a pair of gloves? And I was like, yeah, man. And I built a relationship with him, and then he told me he was Kimbo Slice's manager. And, you know, once my first fight came up, he would help me out, you know, a little bit throughout the times, like giving me free equipment, you know, inviting me over to play paintball. And that's when I finally met Kimbo. And to be honest, Kimbo Slice was one of my biggest, he was like one of the biggest guys I looked up to, because I didn't know much about the history of like MMA and the fighters from like Japan that a lot of people know about and all these different like UFC guys. I knew more about like the street fighters, like Kimbo Slice. I knew about the boxers and stuff like that. So Kimbo was really a guy I looked up to meeting. And when I finally did, you know, he's been a really good guy. He's such a humble guy. And most people think that he's like a real street guy and stuff like that. And he is, but he's a real humble guy. And he trains at the boxing gym I train at now. So me and him both train under John David Jackson. So we're always in there. And, you know, I mean, he comes to all my fights. It's a really cool thing. I mean, he'll be at CFA. He'll be at CFA at the Bank United Center Saturday night.
Wow.
So you guys can look forward to seeing him there, which should be exciting. You know, so
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, he's more of a friend of mine than a sparring partner. I mean, he's a heavyweight, so I don't really get to spar with him much. I mean, I've moved around with him. You know, we talk technique. He watches me spar. I watch him, and, you know, we help pick apart each other's game. But like I said, he's more of a friend, and he's helped me throughout my entire career. So that's really what he is to me, you know. But he's definitely a good dude, and you guys can see him there, like I said, at the fights.
Well, Charles, thanks so much, man. I expect you a lot of action there coming this Saturday, man. Anything you'd like to add? Where can people follow you on Twitter or social media? People can keep up with
you? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I got Twitter, Charles Rosa, Charles R-O-S-A, MMA at Twitter. And I have Facebook, Charles Rosa. I have a Facebook fan page. And I just want to give a shout-out to my family. I know they're listening, Lucas and Francis, my parents, my sister, and everyone. And, you know, definitely everyone else that's listening right now, definitely come through in Miami if you can make it down to the Bank United Center. And, you know, watch me defeat Jason Jones and get my second professional win.
Awesome. Charles, thanks very much, man. And good luck to you this Saturday. And we'll see you the rest of the weekend, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, my man. Have a good night. There you heard it. Kimbo Slice will be in the house. CFA 09, Night of Champions, along with Abel Trujillo, Mike Rio, and Colton Smith, the winner of the Ultimate Fighter. They'll be in the house. You know, CFA, they always bring big names. Alex Trovarim is usually in the house. I think he's going to be there, too. So make sure you look out for him. We're reaching out right now to CFA, CEO, CFA, Mr. George Navarro. George, sorry about that that phone call that dropped. But the last question I had asked you was that was this show, the one that CFA has created, I think for once we're going to get that attention that South Florida MMA gets, not only from the MMA junkies, but, you know, the ESPN Deportes, the Fox Deportes, anything. You think this is it? You think this is for once we're going to get that attention?
That was actually, I had a meeting today in Fox Deportes in the morning. Man, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't this is a great card, and it shows that we definitely have a niche in the market. It shows. I mean, we have a variety of all the countries in this card. The kids are hungry. It's man, I don't know. If it's not this one, it'll be the next one. We're not giving up. You know, it's like we're going to make this happen. We know this. We bring a different flavor to MMA. And we're going to succeed. There's you know, we're going to succeed. CFA is going to be one of the top companies in the USA by the end of 2013.
There you go. There you heard it. Now, George, I want to speak to you because I just had Charles Rose on the line. And CFA, every time they have a show, they have great names like Alistair Overeem walking around. Rashad was in the house the other day, Melvin Gallard. And he just mentioned to me that Kimbo Slice is going to be in the Mac United Center. Anyone else you should expect?
Kimbo's going to be there. I actually got a call from his manager the day before yesterday. We're going to have Colton Smith, the winner of the Ultimate Fighter, is going to be at the show as well. We're going to have Abel Trujillo is going to be signing autographs as well as Colton Smith. Mike Rios is going to be signing autographs as well. I mean, I'm sure the whole staff from the Black Zillions are going to be there. You know, they have two guys fighting for the title. And I was, Glenn, correct me if I'm wrong, but this will be the first MMA title, the first MMA title. If you take any of those titles, it'll be the first belt that the Black Zillions will have on their gym. And Glenn, right. Please text me if I'm wrong on this one. But I think I did my homework.
No, you're right, because, you know, Rashad, when he got the title, he wasn't a part of it. It's a brand-new camp. So, yes, it would be the first title for the Black Zillions if Sean Soriano were to take it. Now, four titles on the line.
Sean Soriano or Luis Buscapi.
Buscapi,
actually,
correct.
Yeah.
Could be two.
So, yeah, I mean, so I expect
titles.
all the Black Zillions to be there. So... And they
and
love it, man. I mean, they come to our shows. We have, you know, there's beautiful people on our show, and that's you know, this is something that we've been working on since day one. You know, there's, you know, the way people dress to our show, the way people carry themselves in our shows, and it's taking time. It's taking time to our community to get used to it. But now they go to our show and they expect a big event. You know, they dress up for the occasion. And they love it, man. It's a pretty high end show, to be honest with you.
Absolutely, it surely is. You know, I'll never forget the last time we had it here. I think it was you had told me if you want to take a date somewhere, CFA should be it. You don't want to take them to, you know, one of the backyard fights. If you want to introduce the girl to MMA, CFA is the product you should take her to.
No, and the other thing, you get that opportunity. You're only gonna have that opportunity now every 6 weeks. You know, you pick a girl, you know, at school or something, and where are you going to take her out on a date? You know, the same thing everybody does all day or every weekend, you know, the same clubs that they go every weekend, the same restaurants. Come on, this is something that's a very elite event. It's very unique. Everybody looks good. And you're taking this girl to something that she's never been to in her life. So it's just something to look up to, you know?
I want to mention also, George, that the CFA is very interactive online. I know, unfortunately, the CFAfights.com website was hacked, unfortunately. But I know that you're going to have a whole bunch of social media interaction with the crowd, and you know, I assist you on that. So we're going to be giving out free stuff throughout the day, starting at the press conference, George. You know, they can just look for me. We'll give away some free stuff. And I think it builds that interaction with the people. I mean, you can just see the social media pages, people from Brazil, from Peru, I think from Ireland. They all tweeted to CFA.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And actually, Rodolfo, going back to the website, you know, our website got hacked, and to be honest with you, from the bottom of my heart, I'm very excited that this happened, and that it happened at this point, because that's only going to make us stronger. Now we know,
right,
for the future, what we got to protect on our website, and what we're working on right now, a new website, is definitely going to take CFA to a different level as well. We're working on a shop. We're working on videos. We're working on a full gallery of fighters. I mean, I'm very excited. I'm very hyped about the website we're putting together, to be honest with you.
So when can we expect that website up?
They told me anywhere from 5 to 6 weeks.
So right before CFA 10, we should be.
Right before CFA 10, yes. Right, it should be. We're looking at 2 or 3 weeks before CFA 10. Yes.
Gotcha. And now, is CFA 10 going to be at the Bank United or Hard Rock, or we're still working on the location?
CFA 10 is going to be at the Bank United. CFA 11 is going to be at Bank United April 20th, and then we're going back to a Hard Rock after May. Hard Rock didn't have any dates available to after May. We're going to
gotcha.
Do probably 2 or 3 shows at the Hard Rock and then come back to UM again.
So we got March 2nd and then April 20th.
April
20th,
yes.
CFA 10. So CFA 10 and CFA 11. So this time around, we're definitely coming up with some dates and some venues like that. Folks could already anticipate of what to expect. So on March 2nd, they got the women's tournament. Will we crown a champion that night, or will we have to wait till April 20th?
No, on the women tournament is going to be like, you know, the same thing we did with the undefeated tournament. There's going to be 8 girls. There's going to be quarterfinals, semifinals, and then the finals. So the quarterfinals will take place that night on March 2nd. But we are going to crown two more fighters. Two more belts. We're going to have a heavyweight belt on the line, and we're going to have we might even have 3: a light heavyweight. Heavyweight.
Middleweight
belt on the line that day.
Middleweight, wow. So more titles on the line. This year is definitely going to be pure gold for TFA. I really do.
We need champions, man. We need champions. We need guys that represent our company. And now our fighters are signing multi-fight deals with TFA and are endorsing the company. And they're seeing what we're all about. You know, like Charles Rosa, now he's seeing what CFA is about. Man, it's such a pleasure to work with these guys, man.
You know, one thing I noticed about CFA, you pretty much have taken the best amateur fighters, the best top prospects of Florida. CFA has taken the top names. I mean, there's really no one out there yet. You know, they're still probably in their first amateur league fight.
And I'm not done yet.
We expect
and
a lot
I'm not
more
done yet. Yes, we're doing 8 fights this year. We're going to sign more fighters. We're going to commit to the fights we, you know, whatever we say we want to do for these fighters, we're going to do it. It's all about the fighters, man. The fighters, they need to have a place to fight, and they need to have a place to call home. And this is, you know, where everybody's lacking here in Florida. You know, we need to give them a place where they can showcase their skills. And that's what CFA is about, you know?
That's great, man. Well, George, thanks so much, man. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at Bongo's Cuban Cafe. I'll see you out there in the morning, man. We'll have some coffee before we get things going.
All right, Rodolfo. Thank you for having me, man. Thank you.
Thank you, my
all
man.
Right,
see you tomorrow morning. Thanks so much.
See you tomorrow.
You heard it, George and Alaval. CFA 09, this Saturday night of champions. Call in right now or tweet us right now. You'll get a free pair of tickets to go to that show. And, guys, now it's time to reach out to our good friend, Hector Lombard, who will be fighting in March in Japan, Hector Lombard against Yoshi Okami. Definitely a great opponent for him. His last opponent, you know, he defeated in a phenomenal fight. Just defeated his opponent, his foe, and in a remarkable way. In the way that I have seen Hector Lombard fight here in South Florida. So at last, now we're going to see Hector in action in Japan. Hector!
Yes.
Hello, Hector. Hector, how are you, my man?
Hey, what's up, bro?
All right, pretty good, Hector, man. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. Very excited to have you on the show again. Hector, you know, before we get to the interview, I want to ask you this because since you did reside in Australia, and Australia is pretty much your second home, in Western Australia, they're working on possibly banning mixed martial arts. And I got a tweet, Hector, from Australia, actually, the gentleman Jimbo Jones, and he wants to know that what are your thoughts on this about Australia MMA possibly being banned in the west side of Australia?
Well, I don't agree with that, but you know, well, you know, if it's something that we can do, we'll try to fight that. But I don't know, man. You know, it's just some people they have closed mind and they're never gonna change. You know, the way they think. You know, I reckon that boxing is a lot more dangerous than MMA. You know, because you know, you get a lot, you know, a lot more punches to the head and stuff like that. But what we can do, you know.
What would you say to these politicians and these guys that are out there against MMA in Australia? What would you say to them? And the people themselves, what would you tell them to tell these politicians and say, hey, MMA is a good, fun, friendly sport. You know, it could be chaotic at times, but it's a very disciplined sport and very entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they know that, but I believe they just want to. They want to prove a point, and most of the times the young guys they just come and start getting a bit of power and they just want to prove a point, you know, and they make mistakes and they do silly things, you know, and that's one of those things that. So people, when you know they are at the top, they do all that. I mean, the resources before himself. You never see anyone who has died in MMA or any serious injuries or stuff like that. Which is all the sports you see that, you know.
If they were to create some committee, you know, of those who support MMA, would you gladly speak on MMA and possibly speak to these politicians in Australia? Would you do that if they were to tell you?
Well, everything that you know, I would do anything that can help the sport growing, and anything that can help. For MMA, you know, I'm just here to develop, and I want to that this pool grows bigger than what it is today, and I would do anything it's possible to help the sport to grow up even more, you know.
Gotcha. Now, Hector, obviously, you're on your way soon to go to Japan. You fly over the weekend to Japan as you're going to get ready for your March fight against Yoshino Okami?
Yeah, well, right now I'm just going to go for the press conference. And a long flight, but, you know, you have to do what you have to do. And then can come back next week and start training. I've been training. Yeah, you go.
How close to the fight do you fly into Japan, knowing that there is that time difference?
I think we're gonna fly on the 27th.
February or January?
February.
February. Okay, gosh, they're getting closer. And then that's on March 2nd to have the fight. Now, Hector, I heard an interview on Monday where you had mentioned something about a guy that you've just constantly called out, even the last time I interviewed you in person about Michael Bisping. I think you're pretty even already tired of people asking you about this, but can you elaborate a little bit about, you said that he held a grip of a girl, and you met him in an elevator?
Yes, I mean, it's not a secret. Got very small hands. I kind of like to squeeze it. And I seen that he that's, I believe that's one of the reasons why he should stop. He got mad at me.
You think Vitor Belfort has a good chance of beating him this Saturday?
Only rounds, probably. But if he goes, if he passes the second round, I don't see him beat the Belfort will win the fight. But the first two rounds, I'll go for beat the Belfort. But after that, I don't think he got a chance.
Now, win or lose, you want this guy. Now, you want Michael Bisping, win or lose?
Yeah, it's not a secret. Everyone knows that. And, I just want to, put up and shut up.
Absolutely, and I think it'd be a great fight between you and him going at it. And I must say, man, when I saw you fight against Jose Marafon Harris, which we just learned he's going to be suspended, that's the Lombard that I have followed, and I have interviewed you several times, when you started fighting here in Miami, but that's the Lombard that I have seen personally with my own eyes in action. What was it, the Australian fans just motivated? I mean, tell me, walking into Australia, fighting for the UFC, this is a dream of yours. Take me back to that date. What was going on through your mind? You felt just right at home?
Yeah. I never lost a fight in Australia, and I feel really, really confident when I'm in my territory, and have a lot of support from friends, and have a lot of support from people that love me and stuff, and it's no way that I would see myself losing the fight, no matter if it was juicy or not. I had a very happy environment with training, and I didn't have any injuries and stuff, so I didn't see myself losing that fight, no way.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hector, fighting Yoshino Okami in Asia and Japan, tell me about this fight. What type of a competitor is this guy to you? He just defeated Alan Belcher in a good way. A defeat over Okami, a victory over Okami. What would mean for you, Hector?
Well, it's something that would mean a lot. Yoshino Okami has been fighting in UFC for a very long time, and win over him, he would pull me just right up there. And that's what I'm looking for, That's the reason why I want to fight big names,
Yeah, how close do you think you are getting that title shot against Anderson Silva? How many wins do you think you need to get that shot?
Well, no rush, I'm focused on this fight at the moment. Mm-hmm. And, we go from there. I do want to fight Bisping, though.
it's just you. You want it?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Hector. If they had a choice, if Dana White called you right now and he said, "Hector, you got a choice: Bisping or Silva for the gold. Which one would you choose?"
Well, let's be realistic. That's not gonna happen, right? So
hypothetically speaking.
We got, I know that, it's realistic to get, to have a fight between me and him, When I was fighting in all organizations, I never called people from the UFC, right? Because, it's not realistic. You have to be in an organization to fight people, the guys that I'm fighting right now. like a guy from all the organization is gonna be calling me up. There's no point, right? That's not gonna happen. That fight's not gonna happen. But right now, I don't see, you know, a fight between me and Anderson Silva is gonna happen. So, you know, I like to be realistic and I like to be, you know, I had my chances and I lost it. So, I just, you know, gonna get one fight at a time and we'll go from there.
Awesome, Hector. Well, Hector, I know you're going to be getting ready for Japan, but how have you been enjoying some time off a little bit? I know you're training, but have you enjoyed some time off? Anything you've been doing, catching some movies, enjoying some Cuban food in Miami?
Yeah, I've been watching movies, and I'm relaxing a little bit. It's funny because I was just watching the other day this movie. I forgot the name. The one that they did over Osama Bin Laden.
Oh, that's a good movie. 0 to 30. Yeah, great movie. I just saw it this weekend, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And,
it's a really good movie.
It's funny. It's, you know, like, you know, watching that movie, you know, watching the, you know, how the people live over there, you know, it's, you know, made me realize, you know, how much we have, right? And,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes how much we take things for granted and I think that you know that movie made me realizing and appreciate a little bit more what I have today and in the culture that I'm living today, right?
Amen to that. So you're a big movie guy, you like to watch a lot of movies?
You know, as long as it's a real movie, you know, as long as it's not like you know, like bullshit movie, you know, as long as it's something that based in true story or drama or something that, you know, it happened before and they made a movie out of it and stuff like that. Yeah, I like those old movies, but I know a guy who likes to watch movies, you know, stupid, you know, stuff they put in there like cartoons or, you know, I'm more like a real movie guy. Like true stories and stuff like that.
Hector, I got a question here from a gentleman who fights in American 13. Rob, you've trained with him, or you know, asked him or taught him a couple of things. Gleason De Jesus, he's known for his capoeira. He fights at CFA. What would be your opinion on this young kid? He's making his debut in Championship Fighting Alliance this Saturday.
He's very talented. Very talented athlete, and I mean that he brings it. He he's very excited to watch. He's very explosive, and he has a really, really big future ahead. And I wish him good luck.
How's you know, when you get these young kids, Hector? You know, you've been in the sport for such a long time. You're a veteran. Some of the advice that you give these young kids coming up, can you let us know about that?
Well, you know, I would say today, just keep focused and don't let the hype get to you. And, you know, there's some fighters, when they get a couple wings, they believe they are different. They believe they're better than anybody else. Don't let any of that get to you. And just keep focusing, reach your goals.
Gotcha. Well, Hector, man, thanks so very much for taking some time. We still got to do lunch. I still got to take you out and try some Nicaraguan food. So maybe after Japan,
yeah.
Before you go to Japan, we got to do that.
We can do that after when I get back because I'm leaving this Saturday.
Okay. We'll do it after. We'll do some Nicaraguan food. So you like steak? You like carne asada?
Yeah.
We'll do that. I know last time you had like 20 croquetas, but we're going to replace the pork with the steak, if that's all right with you, you know? Hector,
okay,
man,
bro.
Thanks so very much. Good luck in March, and we'll be in contact, sir.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Hector. Many blessings. Saludos.
Well,
there you have it. Hector Lombard, UFC. He fights in March in Japan, March 3rd on UFC on Fuel 8. He fights against Yoshino Kami, and it should be a very... exciting fight for both these guys after fighting overseas in Asia. And a win against Okami, I mean, sky's the limit for that, for Hector Lombard. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get a hold now of none other than Gleason De Jesus. Gleason, who fights this Saturday on CFA 09. All those folks on the line, please stay, just stay on the line. We'll get to you, we promise. Ladies and gentlemen, Gleason De Jesus will be making a CFA debut. What's up, Gleason? How you doing, man?
How you doing, man? I'm good.
Pretty good. There you go, man. You heard some good words out of Hector Lombard.
Yep, I like it, man. Thank you very much.
Gleason, you're, yeah, man, no, you're opening up the fight card at CFA 09 against Luis Hernandez. Some folks got to see the interview on Google Plus on YouTube, but now we have you here in the show. You're a young kid, man, 20 years old. Many people don't even know that you're from Brazil, but you are from Brazil. You came to the United States at a young age, but here you are. You're having your second pro fight. Gleason, let the people know what you're going to be doing. Sorry? Sorry, third fight. Yes, third fight. Sorry about that. Gleason, what can people expect from you come this Saturday night against Luis Hernandez? I know he's a little older than you, but what can people expect from you come this weekend? Are we going to see some of those capoeira kicks on you? You know, I love seeing the capoeira in MMA, let me tell you.
There's going to be a lot of those, but it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be very surprising. You don't want to blank, so you just want to be focused on the fight. You don't want to miss anything. You know what I mean? Just, like I said, the capoeira brings a lot of, like, all my skills and all my kicks and stuff, so I know he's going to look for it, but he's not going to know the setup for it.
Right, absolutely. And you're opening up the fight card, so.
Yeah, and
can you hear me there, Gleason?
Yes. I'm also excited to open up the fight card just to have my teammates just very excited. Just to have the crowd started already. So, I mean, I'm not a boring fighter, so I know they're going to be hyping and looking forward to more fights and stuff tonight.
Absolutely. Opening up the fight card, that's a big thing, you know, because you're pretty much setting up the pace. If you have an exciting card, then that pretty much sets it up for the fans and say, hey, it's going to be a good night of knockouts, a good night of submissions, a good night of fights. And going in there, many people don't think, you know, sometimes when you watch TV, for example, you're watching UFC or if you go to some of the local shows, you'll see maybe like a handful of people at times. And it's sad, but it's the truth. But when people like yourself and you guys open up the fight card and you bring an incredible fight, man, you know you're going to have an awesome fight, an awesome fight night.
Yep, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to just hype the crowd up. You know what I mean? I know they're going to get there early, so they're not going to just sit there and just, oh, expect it's going to be just third round fight, anything. I'm just trying to finish as fast as I can. If not, I'm just trying to do everything I could just to finish the fight.
Gotcha. Now, Gleason, I've been noticing you're very, very interactive, building up a following on Twitter and all that stuff. Let the folks know what your Twitter account is and keep up to date with you and so forth. Now, will you be doing any tweeting prior to your fight, or of course you're going to do it afterwards?
I will be tweeting probably when I wake up and just to tell people how I feel throughout the day. But they can follow me at Gleason MMA, which is pretty easy. Everything I do on social media is pretty much just my first name in MMA included. So it'd be just simple. It's going to be so, like, they don't have to be looking around and see, oh, where's this person's YouTube channel? No, just one simple thing. Gleason MMA, you can find me anywhere. Just put my name on Google. You can pretty much find my bios and everything. Go on my website. It's GleasonMMA135LB.webs.com. And you can pretty much find all my bios and my pictures and news that I pretty much just update throughout all my fights and stuff.
That's awesome music. Gleason, man, thanks so very much, dude, for calling in. You can check him out opening up the CFA 09 Night of Champions this Saturday at the Bank United Center. Coral Gables, he'll be fighting Luis Hernandez. He is the opening fight. Check him out, guys. Make sure you're there early. Gleason, anything else you'd like to add?
So it's crowded. Don't miss out. Just keep your phone out. Maybe you might see a capoeira kick. You never know. And then just keep your eyes open.
That's right. Do a capoeira kick. Take a picture of it and then tweet it to Gleason. And he'll retweet it to all his followers. How about that one?
Again, Gleason MMA, follow me.
There you go, man. Gleason, thanks so much, dude. We'll check you out tomorrow at the press conference. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, We have along this year of phone calls. Caller, you are on the air on the Roman Show. Hello? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Hello, caller? Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Okay, I guess he's a little busy time up there. All right, guys, we have Jonathan King all the way in California. He's on hold. Stay on there. We're going to get real quick to Marcelo Faya, who fights for the welterweight title against Aldi Araujo. We're going to hear from Jonathan. We'll close out the show. He'll let us know what's happening out in Bellator over there in California. Great fight. First time they'll be on Spike TV tomorrow night.
Hi.
Hello, Marcelo. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Marcelo, thanks so very much for taking some time and speaking to us. I know we got a little confused there with the timing, but this Saturday you'll be fighting Valdir Araujo for the welterweight title. You're coming off an unfortunate injury, but tell us about the injury and how are you feeling right now?
I train a lot for this fight, man. I really like this belt, and Valdir Araujo is a tough guy, but I train a lot. I waited for Bill Inner.
Now, Marcelo, you and Valdir were at one point teammates. Tell me about going into this fight and fighting a former teammate. I mean,
Say it again. One more time. I finished my speaker here. One more time.
No worries.
Okay.
You and Valdir were teammates at one point, and now you're going to be fighting inside the CFA cage. Are you guys still friends?
Yeah. I had some problem in the past, but after this, one day I meet him, and I tell sorry for my problem in the fight. I shake hands. It's all right. Right now it's business fight.
So after, in other words, you can go and enjoy some caprina. You'll be okay.
Yes. For me, I don't have nothing inside. It's about hungry. I go work, man. This is my job, MMA. I go work inside in the cage.
Gotcha. Marcelo, Valdir, I'm sure you watch his fight against Paul Bradley. He was a stand-up guy, but both you and him are Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belts. Do we expect any of this from you guys, or do you think we're going to expect a stand-up war come Saturday?
Yes, I train a lot of boxes. My box is great right now, and I try to debut in professional box, and I go trying staying stand up. My jiu-jitsu is good too. My wrestling is good. I train hard. I wait for every side, every part in the fight. If you go ground, staying stand up, and the kicks, everything.
And Marcelo, knowing that you're fighting for the belt, the first CFA welterweight title, winning this belt, what would it mean to you? And are you signed to CFA in a multi-fight deal, or is it a one-fight deal?
No. I sign for 4 fights, and I make a contract in CFA. And this is the first fight in the contract. It's, for me, it's very important because I have a long time in this career, 10 years I'm a professional fighter. And right now it's my timing, and I like to make my goal in my career is after this fight, maybe enter UFC or make something good. Understand?
Gotcha, Marcelo. Well, Marcelo, thank you so very much. I know you were training late there, trying to look good for this Saturday night. Marcelo, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go? And we get ready for tomorrow for the press conference in CFA 09.
Yeah, I like to tell thanks so much. Everybody training me. It's Mikey Rhodes, Austin, Liborio, Conan, Cartel, everybody helping me in the training, and the guys, Cats guys in the training together, me. And I wait for Jesus bless you, me. This is my house inside the octagon. Saturday I go work. I go give it and what battle I have in the my standard picture sheets and the grand pound.
Thank you, Marcelo, man. And when I know you and Valdir will put on a great fight come this Saturday. Looking forward to your fight, man. Thank you so very much, and obrigado.
De nada. Thanks so much, man. Thank America.
Thank you, my man.
God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bless. Thank you. Good night. Marcelo Afayo fights Valdir Araújo for the welterweight title in TFA 09. You've heard his words. It's going to be a good fight, guys. Caller, you are on the air on the Roman Show. Wait a minute. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Was this Charles?
Actually, no, it's Joey. I'm actually a huge fan of Charles. And I just want to let everyone know that I've been training with him. And, oh, man, you guys are doing a treat when you all come on Saturday at the Bank United Center in Miami, because this kid don't stop training. He comes in first, then comes out last, and he's a beast. It's amazing how much, because he's been doing this for 4 years. All of our trainers have said, you know, he's such a rare kid. And he's a great kid, too. Unbelievable workaholic. And he's also a good person. And does a lot for the community. And I wish him the best, you know.
Awesome. Well, thanks so very much, Joy, for tuning in, my man. And we're definitely looking forward to seeing Charles in action. Thanks so very much. Take another call here before we get into Jonathan King, all the way from California. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Hello. All right, I guess he's a little shy there. All right, Jonathan, all the way from California. Jonathan, you're covering there the Bellator big event tomorrow night. First time Bellator debuts on Spike TV. Tell me the emotions, man, especially for Bjorn Revny. I'm sure, Jonathan, everyone was excited.
It is pandemonium going on. Everybody's got a smile on their face, from Bjorn Revny to Anthony Mazzucco, head of the public relations department. Everybody over at Bellator has been extremely, extremely nice to everybody in the press. Full access granted. It's been a great, great event so far. We attended open workouts yesterday at the Huntington Beach Training Center. And today we were at the weigh-ins, which were pretty intense. It was a very great day.
Now, you got Chandler putting up the title on the line, and you got a whole long list of great fighters that will be in action, including Seth Petruzzelli in action as well. Pat Curran versus Patricia Ferrer for the featherweight title. As I mentioned, Chandler versus Hahn for the lightweight title, Spike TV. And, you know, prior to going on the air, Jonathan, I was reading that Bellator 360, and it's kind of like a, you know, like a little back scenes about fighters and so forth, an in-depth look. Well, it says that it averaged 350,000 viewers for the January 10th episode on Spike. This is good. This is very good for Bellator. And I think
the
move to Spike is going to be good.
You can tell today the look and feel, the weigh-ins, felt very much like a UFC event. There were two highlights of the day. Were definitely the stare down between featherweight champion Pat Curran, South Florida boy Olympic Heights wrestler. Stare down between Patricio Pitbull was very intense. No handshake, no love lost there. Looks like that's going to be the fight of the night. And the best moment of the night by far was you know how Tom Lawler always comes out with his crazy entrances. His partner in crime, Seth Petruzzelli, came out wearing Superman underwear, complete with a cape hanging over his butt. It was absolutely hysterical. Oh, and then when Jimmy Smith went to interview him, he had a Brazilian interpreter interpret in Brazilian, and then he answered in plain English. It was hysterical. It was a great way in. Everybody was laughing. You can check it out on my website, theclinchreport.com. It's also up on the company I write for, realcombatmedia.com. Great weigh-in. It's going to be an unbelievable night of fights tomorrow. You got Mike Joker Guymon fighting on the prelims against Savant Young. You'll never see a card where Mike Joker Guymon's fighting on the prelims. It's unbelievable. Two title fights, featherweight title and the lightweight title, like you mentioned. Also the start of the light heavyweight tournament featuring Seth Petrozelli, as I mentioned, and also Renato Babalu Sobral, former UFC title contender. So it's going to be fireworks, I'll tell you that much.
That's great, man. In California, getting some good cards. You also heard about the Melendez and Henderson and the Cormier versus Mir. That's coming around your way with a UFC and Fox show.
Yeah, that'll also be heading down this pike. I don't know if I'll be at that event yet. I haven't got confirmation yet. Well, I will be at the event. I just don't know in what capacity. We also have a King of the Cage event coming up on February 7th. That's going to be a great fight card as well. It's pretty busy out here. Yeah, and I understand you guys got a lot going on in Florida between Howard Davis's fight time and CFA. We're in two pretty good states right here with Nevada in the middle.
We have a whole lot of action, man, down here in South Florida and, as you mentioned, in California. Well, Jonathan, thanks so much for calling in, man, and keeping us posted. And I'm sure you'll inform us with some of the stuff, the aftermath of Bellator in California. So thanks so much, man, and we'll hear from you soon. And follow Jonathan King on Facebook or the Clinch Report. Follow him up there. He gives you some good predictions. Speaking of predictions, Jonathan, as we coined you here, the Nostradamus of MMA.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I'm
going to
ask you about the UFC of Saturday. You know,
all right, go ahead.
For those
folks, hit me with the fights.
Yeah, I got to ask you their predictions here for the UFC on Fuel TV 8. Mind you, guys, again, we have the countermove.com tournament. Just head on over to countermove.com. Look for the Roman Show tourney, $5, and you can win $200. But check this out. We're going to go with the, obviously, the main card predictions of Jonathan King, starting off with Khabib. Gosh, it's so long last name here. Nurmagomedov versus Thiago Tavares. Who do you got, Jonathan?
Thiago Tavares. Heavy hands, Brazilian jiu-jitsu background. He's got knockout power in his right hand, and he's also got the experience in the octagon. Khabib's a great fighter, and I believe he's undefeated too, isn't he? He's running into someone that's got a lot more experience in every aspect of the fight game. So I'm going to give this one to Thiago Tavares. I would say by decision or second round submission.
There you go, decision or second round. Make sure when you play that countermove.com tournament, you listen to Jonathan. Gabriel Gonzaga versus Ben Rothwell.
On this one, you got to give Gonzaga the edge in the octagon. He's making a debut, coming back after being relegated. But, you know, Ben Rothwell is a solid guy. I think he's on the upside of his career. And you really never know what Gonzaga you're going to get. I'm going to go with Ben Rothwell by TKO in round two.
And C.B. Dalloway versus Daniel Serafian.
Both excellent fighters. Serafian's first time in the octagon, I believe, or second. I don't have, you got to forgive me. I'm traveling right now. I don't have my notes in front of me. C.B. Dalloway, the lay and pray master that he is, he laid on top of Jason Miller for 3 rounds and dominated him. I'm going with C.B. Dalloway by unanimous decision.
Okay, and that's Vitor Belfort versus Michael Bisping, which, mind you, Hector Lombard said that if Bisping goes past the second round, Vitor should take it. That's his prediction.
You know what? I would disagree with that, to be honest with you. I love Hector. He's a friend of mine, a buddy of mine. But I would have to disagree with him on this one. I honestly think that Michael Bisping is on a mission. I love Vitor Belfort. He's a legend. Michael Bisping has been the distance with Chael Sonnen, who's a lot more smothering and tiring than Vitor Belfort is. I'm going with Michael Bisping by third round TKO punches.
Awesome. Well, Jonathan, thanks so very much, man, and we'll catch you here next Wednesday on the Roman Show. And keep us tuned in. Let us know what's happening over there in California, my man.
Absolutely, and I just saw a friend of yours, Carla Esparza. She says hello. We were just at the weigh-ins together.
You know, you let the people know your first impression of Carlos Barnes.
A little bit of dynamite. She's a little tiny girl, but boy, she looks like she can whoop some butt, I'll tell you that much. Oh, and by the way, congratulations on getting engaged. I haven't even mentioned that yet, you know. You got engaged, you took the plunge, man. That's pretty crazy. God bless you. I don't want to say a prayer for you.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. You know, it was just a matter of time. You know, I love her very much, so thank you so very much. It was just the appropriate time to ask her out with a band and all of that. And I must say, I don't get nervous, but I got nervous for the first time in front of the public when I had the band and I had her and I had the ring. Guys, if you ever want to get engaged, don't do it that way, man. You might get a heart attack. Trust me. Just keep it simple.
Yeah, well, I definitely ain't going to do it in one of these cages, I'll tell you that much. Not in front of anybody. It'll be in private. I had a heart attack.
Yeah, trust me, man. Jonathan, thanks so much, dude. And we'll listen to you next week here on the show.
No problem. Make sure you check me out at theclinchreport.com and realcombatmedia.com.
Will do. Thanks so very much, man. Good night. All right, ladies and
Take
gentlemen,
care.
There you have it, the Roman Show. With that being said, we'll see you out this weekend, Saturday, CFA09, Night of Champions. Good night, y'all. At Roman DH, hashtag Roman Show.
What's up, this your boy Kimo Slice, and if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Aroma. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be all right, you'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Aroma. This your boy Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.